Hello, everyone, and welcome to Behind the Mic Radio. I am your host, Dawn Mack, and it is Tuesday. It's not Monday. We got a new week started, but the weekend's around the corner. And I'm especially excited tonight because we have a phenomenal guest. But before we get to that, I am ecstatic because tonight I am so happy to bring on our very special guest host, Travis, and a very good friend of mine. Hello, Travis. How are you?
Very well, Dawn, and hi, everyone. Thank you very much for having me on your show tonight. I appreciate it.
Well, you know what? I know how big of a fan you are of Days of Our Lives, but I also know how big of a fan you are of this guest. And you are so well-versed in Days. I had to bring you on. I thought it would be great to have you here. You know, you're such a huge advocate, and you do... I mean, you're just awesome, and so I am thrilled that you're here co-hosting with me tonight.
Well, thank you very much for this opportunity, and yeah, I mean, I've been a Days fan for 20 years, so, you know, it is an honor and a pleasure to be here and to be a part of your show. I mean, your show is just huge, and it's just such an honor and such a humbling experience, and to get to talk to Judy Evans, it makes the night even better, so thank you so much, Dawn.
Oh, well, it's my honor to have you here. And how are you? Have you had a good day?
My day was good. Yeah, I worked in a different store today, so it was different people and new experience. So it went very well. Came home, my cable was shut off, but that's a different discussion for another time. But life is good besides that.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad you had a great day. And I don't know about you. What's your weather like up there in Maine? Because here it's been the weirdest summer on record, as far as I can remember, in North Carolina. The weather has just been, like, cool. It's been early fall-like. That is so unheard of, North Carolina. What's your weather been like?
We've had, actually, some very nice weather. We've been in the 70s and 80s and 90s for majority of the summer. And today was in the 90s as well. So we can't complain with the weather that we've had. So it's been we've been very blessed with it. You know, knowing that winter's going to be coming right around the corner and how hard we get hit with the winter, I'm very grateful for the summer we've had. I'm not a heat fan, you know, by any means. So, you know, I could deal with just, like, 70-degree weather. But, you know, at least we have the heat for the people that love the heat, and I have my air conditioner since I don't like the heat, so it works out.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of been the same here, and it's been really interesting. I mean, of course, I'm not complaining because typically in North Carolina this time of year we have, like, high 90s. The humidity is 4,000 degrees. It is horrible, unbearable. So it's been a surprise, but it's just weird. Nobody is used to this. So it's, you know, I know that summers, like, up in your area and up north are more indicative of this, but we're not used to it, but we're loving it. So I'm glad. We're waiting for our guest to call in, and so let's chat a few while we're waiting for her to kind of talk about Days, because right now, I, as many people know, and you know this too, but I am just amazed at how good a show it is. I actually started watching it earlier this year, and I'm hooked. I mean, from the first time I watched it, and I actually, which you know, I started watching the show because I was having guests from Days on the show here, and I wanted to watch the show, research, you know, do my homework on the characters and the show and the storylines. And next thing I knew, I was hooked, and I have been watching it faithfully ever since. And I now completely understand why so many people are hyped about the show. So, gosh, what is your favorite thing right now that's going on out of all the storylines?
Well, okay, so I'm going to be honest. Of course, my favorite thing has always been and will always be the Wilson storyline. I just think that it's been portrayed so well, and we watched Will and his beautiful coming out story. So that's, like, my biggest favorite thing. But if I had to go to my second favorite thing, it's kind of a tie because I do enjoy Kate and Rafe together. Oh, we have a caller.
Yes, we do. So let's just see if it is indeed who I think it is. Hello,
Hello.
Behind the mic. Hi, this is Judy.
Hi. Yes.
Hi.
Hello. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome. And I want you to say hello, if you will, to my co-host, Travis. He's joining me tonight.
Hey, Travis.
Hi, Judy. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my God. It's such an honor to be here and chatting with you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Well, I had a brief intro that I wanted to kind of give the listeners, although everybody that's a huge fan of yours already knows your background in daytime. But do you mind if I just kind of give a little prop to you before we get started?
I'd be more than flattered.
All right. Well, here we go. A special guest just recently celebrated 30 years in daytime television, starting off on Guiding Light as Beth Rain, where she won her first Daytime Emmy for her role as Beth. She would continue to be seen in other shows such as Another World, As the World Turns, and, of course, Days of Our Lives. And we are so very proud and honored to welcome you tonight, Miss Judy Evans. Hello, and thank you so much for being with us.
I believe it is I who am honored to be on your show. I'm so appreciative. Thank you so much. That was so sweet.
Well, it is, you know, one thing that kind of caught my eye as I was putting this together was I was like, wow, 30 years in daytime television. Has it really been that long, Judy?
It doesn't feel like it until I look in the mirror and then I go, yeah, I think it has.
Well, you know, something that, you know, it's interesting because when I first came, you know, to know who you were was when you were on Guiding Light as Beth Rains. And that was, I grew up a CBS soaps girl. I watched you and I loved that whole era of the Phillips Beth, you know, and pairing and just the storylines and then Beth and Lou Jackson. I just came, I loved your character. I loved you in the role. And I must tell you, my heart was broken when you left because, you know, back then we didn't have social media to kind of follow where our favorites were going. So I had no idea where you'd gone. I just knew you weren't on Guiding Light anymore. But it's amazing. It is amazing the career that you've had. And everywhere you've gone, you have just been an amazing hit. And you've done some incredible things with your characters. And so congratulations on such a stellar career and a long career in daytime.
Thank you. I really have to just say that I'm very grateful to God for giving me these opportunities and for just gracing me with such good, good people to work with. And I feel very blessed. God bless.
Yes, indeed. And I was telling Travis, he and I were chatting before you called in, and I was telling him, and he already knew this because we're friends off the air, but a lot of the listeners don't know this, but, you know, I just became a Days fan this year, and it kind of happened by accident because as I was, you know, doing this show and having, you know, several of your castmates on the show, I was doing my homework. I was watching the show. I was learning about the characters, the storylines. And next thing I knew, I was hooked, and I have watched it every day since. And I am telling you, I love Days because, for me, Days, it's no surprise why they won Outstanding Drama. I mean, you guys have an amazing cast. The writers are just incredible. And the storylines to me are kind of like what I remember back, you know, a couple of decades ago when you had multiple storylines going at the same time, and they're all interesting, and all the characters are engaging, and as a viewer, you're hooked, and it's not just a Friday cliffhanger kind of hook. It's every day you're kind of waiting to see what's going to happen. So I love that the writers do have that, you know, about them. And what do you think is one of the keys to the success of the show?
Honestly, the storytelling has been phenomenal. And Al Raven, who was the executive producer of Days for many, many, many years, was there when I first came on. Been a great mentor to a great many people. Always would say, he probably stole it to someone else, that it always begins with the written word. And, you know, your material and your dialogue and your storyline, that's where it all begins. And then we all build, it's the basis of the pyramid. And then we all get to lay our own bricks to the pyramid. So set design, makeup, hair, costume design, the actors, you know, but it has to begin with that great foundation. And when you lay a great foundation, like Gary Tomlin and Chris Whitehill and our whole writing staff has done, you know, it just flourishes. It all flourishes, and it gets everybody's creative juices going, and everybody gets excited, and we all get on board, and then the audience gets to share in that, you know, excitement. So I really begin all with the written word. It couldn't survive without it, and it wouldn't be great without it. So truly, I have to really hats off to that, always. And I tell you something, I've known a lot of writers in my life, and I've known a lot of daytime writers. And it is the hardest job ever. I applaud them for what they put out every day, 5 days a week, how many years in a row. It's phenomenal. I mean, both playwrights or screenwriters, it takes them years to develop a 120-page script. These writers are picking it out every single day and coming up with compelling storylines year after year, week after week, day after day. And when the show is succeeding, everybody's like, "Oh, we're great." But when the show ever falters, it's always the point of the writer. So it's, I think, the hardest job there is. And for them to be doing such a successful job, it's just a tribute to the kind of talent that they are, all of them.
You know, you said it very well, because I've read it many times, and I've heard it, you know, from many daytime actors that say, you know, that working in daytime is probably the hardest gig you'll ever have as an actor, and it's also the hardest gig for a writer, because, yes, I mean, talking about, you know, trying to come up with storyline after storyline and keeping that creative juice flowing to the audience so that they stay engaged and interested, and you know, and you don't lose, you know, viewers, or and you gain viewers as well. I mean, that is quite a feat to undertake every day. It's not an easy industry to work in, for sure.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's a very rewarding industry, certainly. As an actor, to wake up every morning and be pretty confident that you have a job is unheard of in this industry as a whole. So, you know, I'm very grateful. I mean, I'm not contract, and I haven't been contract for a long time. But still, I feel like I have a home. And for the most part, there's a place for me. And for actors, I mean, we're just job, and jobs usually don't last long. So something like this, I think I think that can last for years and years and years. I mean, how grateful can, you know, I couldn't be grateful enough. And I think most of the actors, if not all of them, would certainly agree. There's just, it's just like we're trying to fly under the radar. Like, don't tell everybody this is great.
Well, the fact that you've been in daytime for 30 years really says something about you as an actor, an actress, and just your incredible talent. And like you say, I mean, in this day and age that we live in, nothing is ever a guarantee anymore. I mean, it used to be, you know, when I was growing up, soap operas were the one thing that you knew. I mean, you just always thought they would be on TV forever. You never thought any of them would go away. I mean, who ever thought that we would lose Guiding Light, As the World Turns, some of the others that went off air? It was unthinkable, and yet it did happen, you know, and so it has really shaken up, you know, the whole soap opera industry. It's, you know, a lot of actors have lost their jobs, and it has really become a very, very interesting, you know, industry now, as opposed to, you know, a decade even or two ago. It's really changed, but you know, for you to still be in it is amazing, and I couldn't be happier for you.
Oh, thank you. Honestly, I mean, aside from, of course, the writers and the shows and the producers and everyone, it's really the fans. I mean, the people who watch the show, who, you know, really invest in our characters and invest in our storyline. I mean, a huge thank you, because without them, I wouldn't be able to put food on my table. And I can't say thank you enough. And frankly, I love when people come up and say hello and, you know, say, "Oh, I really hate your character," or "I really like your character," or whatever. I'm so grateful for that opportunity to say thank you you so much, and thank you for allowing me to do what I love to do on a daily basis. Because let's face it, without viewers and without fans, we wouldn't be there either. So,
Well, you are certainly welcome, and we thank you because, you know, I think actors in daytime and daytime drama, Days has just provided us some great entertainment for so many years, and we get sucked in. I mean, when we're seeing characters, I mean, it's so easy to understand why fans, number one, soap opera fans are the most diehard, passionate fans in the world, but also why it is so easy for fans to kind of confuse characters with the real actors, because we become part of those storylines. We can identify with those storylines, and it's kind of really interchangeable, you know. It's quite interesting how that all works.
Well, now we're in your house 5 days a week, sometimes twice a day.
That's right.
So, you know, we do become a part of your family. I mean, I watch Dexter. I love Dexter. I feel like I'm a part of Dexter. But, you know, how many episodes a year, once a week for how many weeks in a row and then off? So to watch something day after day, it really, they do become your family because they're there with you every day. And
that is so true.
I have a friend, actually my priest, one of my priests, has been a huge, it's so funny. You stayed for a lot, sad for years and years and years. And he'll attribute parts of his life growing up to things he was watching on the show. Oh, when back in the 80s, or back in the 90s when Marlena was possessed, well, this is what I was going through then. So we intertwine in people's lives. They remember events in Salem and they correlate them to events in their own lives. So it's really kind of cool. I love to, especially after being on Days for so long, I meet a lot of fans who've watched it for a lot of years, and I'd love to hear the stories. I mean, how they identified with this, and, you know, when they were going through this in their lives, this character was going through that, and how that helped them, or how they were able to escape from what was going on in their life by what was going on in Days. So I love that. I think that's awesome.
Well, you know, my co-host, Travis, he has been a diehard. I mean, one of the biggest Days fans I know, and for well over 20 years. And Travis, you have the floor. I mean, I'm sure you've got a lot more to talk to her about with regard to Days, because you've kind of been through so many storylines, you know, and the history of the show. You just have. Talk a little bit about it, your experiences.
My experiences. Wow. Woo! It's been about 20 years. It's been a 20-year roller coaster of Days for me. I have enjoyed and experienced every high and low of this show, and it's been just an amazing experience. And, you know, you have gone through so much on this show, and most recently I had interviewed Wally Kirk on my own show, and we were talking about the Wilson, you know, the gay storyline coming out and how Sonny was going to be gay on the show. And Wally shared with me how he felt about this storyline. And I want to know from you how, because you guys kind of found out together, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know from you how you felt when you found out that Sonny, your son, on Days, was going to be involved in the gay storyline. He was going to be gay.
Well, it was funny because Wally and I were just finishing up some scenes at the Chief Part. And Gary Tillman, who's the head writer now, was actually the executive producer back then. And, you know, we were like, hey, hi, Gary, hi, Nanny. Well, thanks, guys, I have some news. And we're like, okay. He's like, we're bringing on your son. And Wally and I were like, woohoo! And he's going to be gay. And then we high-fived each other. It's like, all right, bring it on. We're so excited. We were startled. It was hilarious.
Oh, Andy, that's what Wally said. But I'm sorry, Judy, I had to hear it from you because that just made me even like, I just love it. Thank you so much for doing that. Okay, so Days has gone through so much, and your character is Adrian. Has gone through so much as well. I'd like to talk about throughout the years how Adrienne has grown and become more, you know, confident in herself. You know, she has gone through many experiences back in the day, you know, being raped and then, you know, having to refine herself and then her love with Justin. What do you think has been the most, challenging role for you as portraying Adrienne on Days?
Oh, gosh. It's, you know, honestly, it's all been very challenging. I tell you, sometimes it's more challenging playing a nice girl than it is a bad girl. Bad girls have so much fun. and sometimes with the bad girls, it's a little more black and white than with the good girls. Certainly, you know, when in the beginning and with the storyline where her father raped her, that was very challenging, as well as even the romantic build-up to her wedding with Justin was challenging in its own way. I mean, lots and lots of dialogue, lots of, you know, move one step forward, two steps back. And this has been very challenging, too, because even though maybe the way Adrienne's approaching things isn't the best way and certainly maybe not the right way, it's coming from a good place, but everybody's just hating her gut. And it's hard to, you know, play a character that you know everybody's going to hate, but she's just trying to protect her son. And it like Sammy would protect her son at all costs, so will Adrienne, just from a different point of view.
Judy, if you don't mind me talking to you, Ms. Evans, like, and I'm going to give Dawn back the floor because we only have, like, you know, another 8 minutes, but I have to just tell you, first off, personally, I've been out for 6 years. I've been out of class 10 years, and watching this storyline progress, seeing Sunny as the more, you know, experienced, you know, gay male, and then Will, you know, coming into his own, it's like I'm watching my own story being told.
Really?
Honestly, your portrayal as Sunny's mother, the protective mother, is so beautiful. And I am, I want to say thank you and bravo to you. I stand behind you as a fan. I think you've done this wonderfully, and you are rocking it. And I could not be any prouder to be a fan of Days of My Life. And thank you so much for all you do.
Oh, my gosh. That was just the nicest thing I think anybody's ever said to me. That is so, wow, that touches my heart. Thank you. And thank you. Thank you for understanding, Adrienne, because nobody else does. Thanks. No, seriously, I appreciate that. That means the world to me. If I can have that kind of effect on just one person, one special person like yourself, I am grateful. I'm so grateful that you know, I've been given the opportunity to do that.
I mean it, and I think you need to just know that your fans do love you. There's a whole network of us. I run my own Days page. We all adore you. My talk show that I run, we love you. You're just amazing, and just keep doing you, and the haters are going to hate, but you are doing what you need to do, and we bravo to you. Just keep it up.
Thank you, Travis. You're so sweet. I really appreciate that. You have no idea. It was just what I needed to hear today.
Well, you're very welcome. And thank you for taking the time to talk to you about that. And I'll give Dawn back the floor, but just know I love you. I really do. I love and admire you so much. So thank you so much.
Thank you. That really means the world to me, Travis, and I really appreciate that very much. From my heart to yours, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Judy, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about your days on Guiding Light, because as I was saying earlier, that's where I first came to know you as an actress and just fell in love with the character Beth Raines. But talk a little bit about what are some of your fondest memories about being a part of Guiding Light.
Wow. I have to reach really far back into that memory there. Back into the Stone Ages. You know, it was also wonderful. The, you know, playing, I didn't get to go to my senior prom because I took my junior and senior year together. Nobody knew I was a senior, and I wasn't a very popular girl because I was kind of a nerd. So it was nice to go to the prom in that fashion on Guiding Light. That was a very special, that whole storyline and running off to New York with Philip, and of course the courtship of Beth and Lou Jack was just really, you know, it was, again, the writing was incredible. Pamela Long was the head writer at the time, and she just did a phenomenal job in all the, you know, the entire writing staff. So they made my job. The thing is, the writers always make my job really easy. Now, don't tell anybody that. Okay, I didn't say that.
We didn't hear it.
Don't tell me. Okay, in fact, I should be paying them, but don't tell them that either. Okay, but seriously, that was so much fun. But, I was young and, you know, I was just working a lot and grateful to do it. But I just didn't even have the maturity to understand the scope of what was happening. It was just, you know, I was working, and it was fun. And it was, you know, all so new. I couldn't even tell you I have forgotten half the things that have happened because they happened so much and with such intensity that it almost short-circuits your brain to an effect. But it was really wonderful.
For sure.
It was a very special time on a very special show.
Yes, indeed. And I must tell you, as much as I love the whole Beth and Philip storyline, when, you know, they introduced the character of Lou Jack and that whole chemistry between Beth and Lou Jack began, that really, for me, was just the most magical storyline on Guiding Light at that time because of the way it all happened and unfolded. And it just, and you know, and I love the way, you know, you played that character because, you know, here this Lou Jack guy, he was such a rough dude, but you tamed him. You know, it was just amazing how that worked. And, you know, there was just something very magical about that show anyway, but then to have you playing that role, Guiding Light was my favorite soap until I started watching Days, believe it or not. And, you know, and seeing you on Days now and remembering how you played Beth back then and seeing you as such a strong character now, you know, and the things you're doing, it's just really a testament to your talent and how you've evolved as an actress and just, you know, how you're able to do what you do, which makes it so much fun for the viewers. I thoroughly enjoyed it, for sure.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I enjoy being a part of all the shows I've been a part of. Everyone always asks, well, what was your favorite? And I really can never say because they all were. They were all very special families, very special stories. I had the pleasure and the honor to play very special characters. And I'm one of those very, you know, I feel like I'm in the, you know, somebody used to put it on the effing lucky club, you know, and I'm a member of that club. I've been so fortunate for so long, and I'm so grateful. And I couldn't express enough how grateful I am, again, to the people who took chances on me, to God, to the fans, and the masses of incredibly talented people I've had the honor to work with.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a collective unit that has helped, you know, make you and what you do what it is, and we could not be more thrilled that you're still on TV daily for us day in, day out after all these years. It's incredible. So, and I must say, NBC has been very good to you, and I'm glad that they have kept you around and kept you doing what we love to see you do. That's just wonderful. We hope that happens for many, many, many more years to come, too.
Oh, I hope so, too. It's been fun, and I hope to have some more fun with the gang.
That's right. And one thing I wanted to ask you before I let you go is, you know, a lot of Days fans who have followed you from the get-go, they, you know, you originated the character of Adrian, you originated the character of Bonnie Lockhart, and I wanted to ask, where do you get your inspiration for such interesting and intriguing characters? I mean, because not only do you, you've originated them, but you've kind of made them your own, and you've owned them.
Well, you know, I've come in contact with a lot of people like Beth and Adrian in my life. So I just in meeting people who have, you know, great, wonderful souls and gentle personalities, but still an inner strength, I've met a lot of people like that. And, you know, we all have someone in our family usually who's a Bonnie type, and all I have to do is hang out around the local bar and sit outside in my car, and I can see Bonnie coming in and out all the time. So, you know, I love to observe people. My son and I used to go to Disneyland all the time, and I would love to just sit on the benches and I would listen to people and watch people. As an actor, a big part of your job is observing people, observing characteristics, observing who people are, and then absorbing them and allowing yourself to mix yourself with those people to create the character of the characters you play. So I am always forever listening and watching and listening and watching, sometimes touching and listening, watching, and taking little bits of everybody. Because the characters, they are partly me, because I wouldn't be able to play them if there wasn't something in me that was, you know, could identify with the characters. But many times they're a combination of so many people I've met in my life, or so many people that I know, or so many people I've been related to. I just keep pulling facets of different people to create these characters.
Mm-mm-mm.
Well, and, you know, I think one of the funnest pastimes is sitting and just in a mall on a bench and just watching people go by, because that
Love
can
it.
Be some of the most entertaining things you can do, you know, is just sit and watch and observe, for sure.
Talk about reality TV. It is so much better than TV. I swear to God, you know,
it's
turn off your
truth.
Cell phone, turn off your TV, and go sit in a mall or sit in the airport or sit at a park, a busy park, and just watch and listen. It's like, oh my God, you're kidding me, right?
Yes.
Even just watching, sometimes it's like fashion statements that go by, like, huh. And then making up in your mind all the ways that they went through to put that outfit together. It's like, interesting. Wonder what they were feeling today. I'm curious. And you want to ask all the time, but sometimes you even get to hear what's going on. So you're like, ah, I get it. Okay.
Well, I have a fun question from the chat room for you from Brandon. And speaking of the outfit, he wants to know where Adrian gets her big old necklaces.
At the Kiriakis thrift store.
Ah, there you go.
You know, I don't know where they shop for a lot of the stuff that they shop for, but it sure is interesting. It sure is different. I in my other job, I have to accessorize a lot because I work in a cemetery mortuary, so I have to, you know, dress totally different. Well, very similar, actually, to Adrian, just a little more businesslike. But So I've gotten a lot of my accessorizing ideas from a lot of the characters on Dave. So it's interesting. But I don't know where they shop for it, but I think she goes into the Kiriakis basement and digs up some stuff down there.
Well, and that is interesting that you just mentioned that you, in your other job, you know, you work for a funeral home mortuary. And when your publicist told me that, I thought he was joking. I thought, I am not going to ask her about that. And he just kind of put it out there, and I thought, there is no way, you know. But that's for real then, I guess. I had no idea about that.
Yeah. I just celebrated my 5th anniversary with the company. It's a cemetery mortuary. It's actually the biggest cemetery in the world. I couldn't be happier. I love my job. I love to be able to try to be a little ray of sunshine in someone's darkest day, and help families, you know, put the pieces back together sometimes of a very broken time, and also to help them protect themselves and their families in the future, to make sure that they have their plans in place so that their families don't have to make those difficult decisions on the worst day of their life. So I love what I do. And I get to, you know, be a real hands-on person. The one thing about working in daytime that is really difficult is you play to three cameras and a crew. and you don't get to, a lot of times, see the people that you're reaching out to and affecting. Where in the cemetery and mortuary, I mean, it's really, really hard work, but I really enjoy it because I get to see the difference that we make every day.
Mm.
So
yeah,
I really
so
love
true.
It.
And yeah, that is, you know, because there's not a single person, I think, around that has not lost a loved one and has had to go through that whole process of, you know, sitting down with the funeral home. And I've always said that, you know, there are people who are nurses and who work in funeral homes, in funeral service, mortuaries. Really, it takes a special kind of person because, you know, when you're in that environment, it is dealing with grief and loss. It can be very difficult, and not to mention, you know, to be a comfort to a family who has just lost a loved one. It's quite a powerful position to be in, quite frankly, you know, knowing that you have the ability to comfort at such a horrible time.
At the end of the day, there is a lot of peace in that and a lot of pride that, you know, that you could make a difference. And you got to see the difference. Because in daytime, I know we make a difference with entertaining people or getting a social message across, and that's great. But you don't get to see it. You hear about it, but you don't get to see it. Where this day, this job on a daily basis, you go home at night and you're like, you know, I made a difference. I impacted someone's life, and well, most hopefully in a positive way. But you know, you know, when somebody turns around and they hug you and tears in their eyes, thank you so much for helping me, or thank you for, you know, relieving me of that burden of worrying about this, you know, for when my time comes. And it's like, wow, you know, you really made a difference in someone's life and you got to see it. And again, it's another job where I feel like maybe I should be paying them because I'm getting a lot more out of this than I think they realize.
That's true. And they probably don't. But you're right. At the end of the day, when you know that you brought some peace to someone, there's no price tag you can put on that.
None whatsoever. I mean, they could pay $1 million, it still would be nothing compared to what I get and the satisfaction and the joy from helping other people. It's just,
yeah,
they really, you know, sometimes I'll say, you know, I think they should be paying you. And they go, and I go, never mind, I didn't say that. And it also keeps me very busy and keeps me out of trouble.
Yeah. Well, Travis, did you have anything else you wanted to talk with Judy about before we wrap up?
Well, no, I know you want to wrap up. I just want to tell you, Judy, like I said, I've been watching the show for 20 years. My Days of Our Lives Facebook page that I started is because of this show. You know, I've been through the highs and lows, like I said. This show has meant everything. I mean, I feel like, honestly, most days, like, my life is Days of Our Lives because I come home, I know the characters, I got my mother into this show, I've got friends into this show. It's just one of those shows that you can't not love. And I think the storyline that's going on right now is so important and it's so crucial. And I think that, you know, everyone on the set is playing it so well. And you know, you guys as a cast are so blessed to have one another. And I think that, you know, as fans, we're so honored to be able to watch such amazing talent. I mean, between you as Adrian and Mr. Wally Kirk as Justin, and then, you know, Sonny Fred Smith as Sonny, and Chandler Massey for now as Will. I mean, and then, you know, everyone else. It's just remarkable, and I have to take this time and just say I can't thank you enough for all you do. You've been so important in my life for the past 20 years, and I'm looking for another 20, 30, 40, 50 years of days to come. And, you know, just thank you, Judy. And honestly, like, I will be a fan of you and this show till the day I die. You guys are just amazing.
Sweetie, thank you so much. That means so much. And I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, as actors, we can only be as good as what we're given. And when I work with Wally Kurth and when I work with Freddie Smith, they bring their A game every single day. And they make it a safe place to not think about acting. because everybody comes prepared, everybody brings their A game, and it's just like building on one on top of the other. And I couldn't do what I do. In fact, I know I would suck if it weren't for the two of them. Those two are the greatest two actors I've ever had the pleasure to work with. Day in and day out, consistently incredible, consistently professional, and consistently extremely talented. I am very, very blessed.
And they're blessed to have you. Seriously. Aww. I mean, let's be honest. You have to be a favorite.
I'm the one who's blessed. I really am. They make it easy for me. They do.
Let Wilson know, let Sonny and Freddie know, let Freddie and Chandler know that they are making the gay fans and even straight fans so proud, and that, you know, they're just making everyone so proud. I mean, as is the rest of you are, but for them to portray the role so well and to stand and in this role and to be so humble and to be so honest and so true, it's breathtaking to know that they are giving their all. So thank you and bravo again, and I just much love to you. Thank you so much.
Oh, sweetie, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Judy, thank you so much for being our guest this evening and giving us your time. We ran over a few minutes, but it has been such a treat and an honor to have you here and just talking with you about Dave and your career. And we just want to wish you the very best of much continued success in all that you do.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure being with you tonight. And anytime, this has been a treat for me. So thank you very, very much.
Likewise.
It was a pleasure talking to both of you.
Thank you so much. And God bless you. And we wish you well.
Thank you. And God bless you too.
All right. Take care.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good night.
Wow. What a sweetheart. Well, you know, I have been such a longtime fan of Judy Evans. And, I mean, like I said, I go all the way back to Guiding Light days when she was Beth. And watched all those storylines, and just to, you know, see her on Days now is just incredible and kind of surreal in a way, because she is just such a talented actress. And I love the way she talks about life and just how she loves what she does and her deep appreciation for the fans. You can just really tell she has a real passion for fans and such a huge heart, a heart of gold for sure.
Almost definitely. You could definitely tell that. And I had to touch upon, you know, her role. She has gotten, if you read on Twitter, she has gotten so many fans that are saying, you know, why are you doing this? Why are you saying this? Why are you doing this? Why is Adrian? You know, and they've given her so much hate. And I think that she needs to just feel loved and be loved and know that she is doing such an amazing job. And she is making Days what it is. I mean, without Adrian, these scenes will not be happening. She is doing amazing, and she is the protective mother that so many mothers out there are, and she is doing remarkable. And, you know, I bow, and I put my face right on the ground in front of her because bravo to her. She has won me over tenfold times before and just time and time again. So it was just an honor to talk to her. She's a legend, and I just think that she will be around for so many years, and we are just so blessed to be able to watch a talent with her.
Oh, I'm just sitting here going, did we really just talk with Judy Evans? I mean, you know, you don't see her doing a lot of interviews, but she was so gracious and so nice, and really, I mean, I love seeing her on Days because when she was on Guiding Light, and you didn't ever watch Guiding Light, I don't think, if I recall correctly, but
yeah,
her character, her character there was wholesome, and it was, you know, very honest and genuine, and just, I mean, you loved her. Because, I mean, at that era in my life, and this is going to date me, but I was, you know, still in high school watching Guiding Light, and when she was on there, and, you know, it was just kind of like I could identify with her character, and then just see her on days, and she's got all this strength about her, and, you know, and she puts people in her place, and she's this overprotective mother, and, you know, and you're right. I mean, she has a really front and center storyline and role right now, and you know, and it's really cool how it's tied in so many of the other Days characters based on, you know, what Adrian's gone and done these days, you know, and of course that's, you know, that's only because I think Sammy's in jail and can't do anything currently other than be in jail. So but it is interesting, you know, how her career has evolved, and obviously NBC has been very, very good to her, with her being on Days several times. She's on Another World, and I'm really glad that they have kept her around in whatever capacity, you know, so that she could be a part of such a huge show.
I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more. NBC Days has made the right decision in keeping her around. I know for a little while she was not on Days, and then they brought her back, and they need to keep her on there and keep giving her airtime and just give her all the time she can, because she is just bringing it, and she's making us as fans, you know, and when fans feel the emotion of saying, okay, I can't stand this character for doing this, that means that the actor or actress is playing their part right and well.
Exactly. I was just thinking the same thing. And, you know, with their storylines, all of them, just every single one of them, I mean, I've been watching, I'm new to Days in 2013, but I can honestly say that every time I turn on Days, I don't sit there like I have with some other soap operas I've watched in the past, and watch the storyline and say, oh, I think I'll get up and go get a drink right now, because I didn't care anything about the storyline. I mean, I'm literally glued and cannot stop watching until it's over. And then I sit there and I go, oh, gosh, I wonder what's going to happen tomorrow, because Days does do daily cliffhangers. They don't do the whole Friday cliffhanger. It's just the Friday cliffhangers are just 10 times better. But the daily thing is, you know, it does draw you in, and it keeps you coming back for more, for sure.
Oh, most definitely. And like you said, they give cliffhangers every episode. I mean, Days of Our Lives used to be the underdog, and now they are the show to beat. They are the ones to beat. They have the hottest actors, hottest actresses, the hottest storylines, and the most, you know, up-to-date storylines, the today's storylines, what's affecting the people today, what people want to sit down and watch and hear about. Groundbreaking storylines. If you have not watched Days of Our Lives yet, you need to start today. You will not regret it. I promise you, if you're out there listening to this, you need to sit down between 1 o'clock and 2 p.m. and watch Days of Our Lives. It is not, you're not going to regret sitting that hour. I promise you.
I know. Isn't that true? Well, Travis, I want to thank you so very much for being my special guest co-host tonight. It has been a blast, and, you know, I just loved having you here. It's just amazing.
Oh, and I just love being here, and thank you again for this experience and this opportunity. I thought I was going to work tonight, and then my schedule just got shifted, and I was actually able to join the show without even realizing it was this show and be a part of this, I mean, humbling experience with Judy Evans and you. I mean, what is getting better? The two best females around. So thank you so much, and very honored again.
Oh, well, you're so welcome. It was, the honor and pleasure was all mine, and I can't thank you enough for hanging out with me tonight and chatting with her, and I'm glad you enjoyed it. So with that, everyone, thank you so much for being with us this evening. We want to especially thank Judy Evans for being our very special guest. Can't thank her enough for her time. And mind you, I didn't say any of this during the interview, but she's been so incredibly busy of late. I mean, she's been, you know, working on days like crazy. She, of course, you heard her. She does a lot of stuff with, she works in a funeral mortuary, and she's been doing some other acting in other places. So, you know, it was quite a feat to get her on because of her schedule. And so I'm just so grateful that she had the time and was able to give us the time tonight. And so we can't thank her enough. But thank you, everyone, for joining us. And if you're brand new to our program, this is Behind the Mic Radio. We'd love to have you back anytime. Please feel free to tune in. We'd love to have you back. And with that, I will say good night. Thank you so much again, Travis. And we will be talking with you, I'm sure.
Yes, ma'am. I look forward to it, and thank you again. And it was an honor and a pleasure. And your show rocks. So it was such an honor to be on your show. And thank you so much. You have a great night.
All right. Thank you. Good night to you. And good night, everyone. We'll see you again real soon.
Good night.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, the one listening to this. Go to Stitcher.com and download the free app. It's a free app that lets you listen to our show 24/7, 365, anytime you'd like. You don't ever have to miss another episode again. And you can listen to thousands more shows and stations just like ours. So go now. Download it to your mobile devices, your Androids, your iPhones, your iPads, whatever you got. It's Stitcher.com, and it's free. Thanks for listening to tonight's show. You can connect to Behind the Mic Radio on Twitter at BT Mic Radio and on Facebook at Behind the Mic Radio. Check out our website at BehindTheMicRadio.com. Also, follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio, where you can stay up to date on all upcoming shows. Every episode is available for immediate download upon the conclusion of each broadcast, and as always, on iTunes. Thank you for joining us.